Is there such a thing as a Halloween Grinch? Well, if so, this mom is pretty sure people will think it's her. Tracy Houle has five reasons why she's saying no to trick-or-treating. And here's the really freaky part. She got her kids on board. Tracy Houle is a nutritionist and parent, and yes, the mom whose kids will not be trick-or-treating this year. She joins us now. Hi, Tracy.
Hi there.
I'm feeling there's like a pretty big stigma attached to this, and I think you're pretty brave to put it out there. It's not a decision you took lightly, right?
No, not at all. Absolutely not.
How did you come to this decision?
Well, it started, I guess, a couple years ago. We started doing the whole Switch Witch thing where the kids would put their candy in the little cauldron and we would take it out and get them something else. And I was throwing away this candy and I stumbled upon this article that spoke about my argument number four, which is the unethical part of chocolate. Mm-hmm. And when I thought about how I'm just throwing this away after what's happening in these cacao plantations, I thought, what a waste. And I sort of felt really disappointed that we were doing this. And so I actually thought, and Halloween already was difficult for me as a nutritionist to begin with. So that was kind of like the icing on the cake. So I just approached my kids and talked to them about what was going on with unethical chocolate. And they actually thought about it and they actually felt really bad. So that was the beginning of the conversations of seeing if we could eliminate Halloween for a year.
So I'm imagining this like the first time you tried it, like when you first tried the switching out the crummy chocolate, the crummy treats for the better treats. How did that go over?
That's actually fine. I mean, my kids are kind of used to eating very differently compared to a lot of their friends. They're used to my sort of healthy treats.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a problem. But taking Halloween away completely, well, it's not the whole idea of Halloween I've taken away. It's just the trick-or-treating part. So they've still got costumes and they're still participating in that. They participated in the school Halloween party. They'll still wear their costumes tomorrow. They just won't be trick-or-treating.
What kind of flack did you face when you first put this? I want to ask about your kids, too. What kind of flack did you and your kids face when this first was out there?
Well, it's mostly me getting the brunt of it. My kids actually haven't really been getting any flack, except for I was actually surprised that they actually went back to school and told some of their friends about unethical chocolate. They're sort of over the whole health aspect, but the unethical part, that part really touched them because I talked about children their age working in cacao plantations, and that was a real shocker for them. And so they actually went back to school, not that I wanted them to, but they went back to school and told some of their friends, and their friends were just like, no, that's not true. That doesn't happen. So that's what they experienced.
I kind of love that, Tracy. I got to say, I kind of love that your kids took this information and this lesson. And if anybody was saying to them, hey, you're a loser, your mom is mean and won't let you have the good stuff, they were like, no, no, our mom rocks. And this is what she taught us. And this is what you need to know, too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I mean, a little bit of the flack I'm getting is just that, you know, why take away this precious childhood memory? But I thought, you know, in today's day and age, I mean, there's chocolate candy all around, 365 days a year. I mean, I know that trick-or-treating experience, it's fun, but it's not the only thing. There's so many ways. There's so many things we can do, so many traditions that we can create, you know, with beautiful memories. It's just change is always hard for people, right? So I knew this was going to be met with a lot of eye rolling. And actually, of course, you know, I'm more surprised at the amount of support that I've gotten from my friends and family that know me and know that I'm not a meanie. and so actually it's been all right. I was expecting the negative feedback. I was totally expecting it. So
that's good.
It's fine. I've been dealing with it just fine because obviously I stand for what I believe in and I'm okay with the negativity as well.
Well, because you're able to see past it. Like you're able to see past the, you know, them, the tradition of going door to door and getting a bunch of crap that none of us want our kids to eat, frankly.
But, yeah, right.
But don't you feel on some level, we're speaking with Tracy Houle, nutritionist and parent, and the mom who has said no to trick-or-treating this year. Don't you feel to some extent you're fighting a losing battle? I'm hesitant to even ask that because I don't want to, you know, dash your dreams.
No, you know, to be honest, I always call myself an incurable optimist, and I really believe that I really feel like 5-10 years from now, I bet you there'll be a different thing happening at Halloween, because you already see it with, like, you know, manufacturing of goods. There's so many companies now that are trying to do better. Manufacturing of food, so many companies are trying to do better. And I mean, even coffee, fair trade, you know, it's the same argument. I really believe that chocolate is going to be something in the future that people are going to say, okay, you know what, I'm willing to trade up and do something better. And get something better quality.
Well, and especially for our kids, right? I mean,
exactly, yeah.
I kind of think, I'm going to say it in all honesty, Tracy, I kind of think you're a little nuts trying to pull it off, but I really respect you for trying to do it. And I the love that you got your kids on board. So let's go through the five things quickly. The first is just simply health and nutrition.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it's a change of weather, but I always thought it's so ironic that we get sick and we're sick until March, and then you've got Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's, chocolate, sugar, nonstop. So, I mean, yeah,
right through Easter, yeah.
Too. Yeah, right. I forgot about that one. The teaching lessons about sacrifice, that one's a big thing for me too, because I really feel like, you know, you're born in Canada, you're a pretty fortunate kid. Mm-hmm. And we do so much for our kids. We do so much for their happiness. A little bit of sacrifice, for me, I'm fine with it. So this is their sacrifice. They've given this up. I mean, it wasn't really their choice. I leaned on them. I showed them some articles. I sort of said, this is what's happening. You should just get on board. And luckily, they did. They came around. They're not at all kicking and screaming or feeling sorry for themselves. Now they're on board.
But do the other moms think, like, you're making them look bad? Do you, I imagine the most flack you get is from other moms saying, come on.
Yeah. And I did have somebody also send me a comment that their spouse wasn't able to trick or treat and they're fairly normal. And so
fairly normal. I like that qualifier.
Right. I laughed too when I heard that. And I said, okay, well, I'll take that. You know, I'll take that. I really don't feel like I truly believe that my kids will look back on this and think, wow, you really helped build character rather than, oh, you took this away from me. So I'm banking on that's what's going to happen.
And a new tradition. So your third reason is you're taking the opportunity.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously because I've taken this tradition away, we have to replace it with something new. And, you know, to be honest, we've been going back and forth. Like, they've even been like, you know, go take me to Toys R Us and buy me something. Of course, right? They're kids. That's mm-hmm. what they want. They want stuff. And then so somebody gave me a comment when it said, why don't you make healthy Halloween treats? And I said, okay. So I proposed that to them and they were totally happy with that too.
Really?
So that's what we're doing this year. I don't know that it'll be our tradition every year, but for this year, we're going to go out to dinner and then we're going to make healthy treats.
Tracy, my kid won't eat the healthy treats. My kid is like, Mom, I mean, I'm not a great baker, I got to admit it, but she's like, Mom, this is not, I want the crappy little candy bar. But she's only 5, so maybe it's a little too early to start speaking to her about unethical chocolate.
No, yes, you're right. And my kids are almost 11 and 8.
Okay.
I also have a 3-year-old, but he just, you know, he just goes with the flow.
Right.
But, you know, for the whole, like, getting kids to eat healthy, you got to start with tricking them. You just got to make recipes that, you know, you can hide the good stuff in. And you just feel like, yeah, this is a chocolate cake. Meanwhile, it's full of, like, black beans and chickpeas and things like that.
Yeah. Cauliflower and avocado, you can get in pretty much anything. Okay. And the last one was the kids are more amenable to change than we think they are.
Absolutely. It's the adults, right? And you hear this time and time again. It's the adults that have the hardest time, I guess, because they've been doing these things the longest. Kids are still like little sponges. They'll absorb. I mean, I was so shocked when my kids said they went to school and told their friends about this, right? Which means they've taken it. They've accepted it. And it's so quick, too, because it's only been about a month or two that we've been talking about this. So, you know, they'll change mm-hmm. as long as you do it in a positive way, obviously, right? We've been trying to keep it very positive.
Yeah, you don't sound like a Grinch to me at all. Thanks so much for your time. Yep.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time.
Just a pleasure. Tracy Houle, nutritionist and parent, and the mom who's saying no to trick-or-treating this year.